Hello, I'm Daniel Westfall on the channel Pray With Me. Do you speak powerful words? God does. At creation, He spoke the world into being. On a March day in the year 0 BC, God's word to Mary conceived a child in her womb. His word that Christmas brought Jesus to birth. On the second Sunday of Advent, as we prepare for Christmas, an Anglican prayer reminds us of God's word. It says, "Blessed Lord, who caused Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace the hope of everlasting life." Scripture, words to hear, read, mark, learn, and, surprisingly, to inwardly digest. Do you inwardly digest Scripture? What does that even mean? On Christmas Day, I open presents with family. Then I make waffles for brunch, using egg whites beaten stiff to lighten the batter. We pile on strawberries, butter, whipped cream, and maple syrup. And then, with my sugar levels off the map, I nap while my body inwardly digests the riches. Can one digest Scripture in the same way? Like Christmas brunch, I receive Scripture with my senses, hearing, reading, and getting the flavor of the narrative and poetry. Sometimes a morsel of Scripture lodges deep inside, sustaining and giving me life. There it is. That's digesting Scripture, listening and waiting for God to speak. It's treasuring and holding His word so that it becomes part of me, clarifying my thinking and improving my behavior. Let's pray. Our Father, how did we lose the wonder of Scripture? It is a feast of plenty, but we don't know how to eat. It is a river of living water, but we've forgotten how to drink. It is a healing fountain, but we fear to take the plunge. Books and sermons analyze and interpret your word, but seldom do we hear you speak to us through Scripture, and seldom does it change us. O Father, this Christmas help us to digest your word. Give us ears to hear the stories. Give us eyes to see the Savior. Give us your Spirit to turn us from sin. Give us your grace to lead us to freedom. May your word in the Holy Scriptures, and may your living word, Jesus, dwell richly in us, more richly than Christmas dinner and dessert. Amen. I'm Daniel on the channel Pray With Me.